This is the Celt Father Mark Gunn. Yesterday I posted a blog on my website, 12 Irish Songs for Kids for St. Patrick's Day. My hope, of course, is to basically, you know, offer some tips for anyone who has kids and St. Patrick's Day songs and whatnot. And I went through some of the ones that I love. I gotta say that I'm sure there's a lot more. I have a lot of original songs that are in this list, and I'm gonna go through it in a sec. But there could be more. There could definitely be some more. And so I'd love your feedback and thoughts of what are your favorite St. Patrick's Day music for kids. In the meantime, I'm gonna kick it off with some of the ones that I love. Rattlin' Bog, of course, is the top of the list. I think it's a fun kid song, a list song. Now, I have a recording of it on my webpage that doesn't have Andrew of the Broadway Night Game Bard singing. It's my version, but it's so that's not nearly as good because Andrew is such a good fast singer of this song. Here we go. Hey, I can play some music while I'm at it here. it's a great song, though, and I highly recommend it as the number one kid's song. The number two would be I'll Tell My Ma, because I Tell My Ma it's a children's song that's found throughout the British Isles. I've heard it, you know, Glasgow City is as one version. Belfast City, of course, I think is the most famous, and it's a brilliant song, very fun. Kenzie loves to sing. The only problem I have with my recording is I think you should repeat the chorus twice, and if you repeat the chorus twice, it just makes it a little bit stand out more for kids. So highly recommend that. Now, the third song I have on the list is Irish Lilting, which is an original song I wrote for my daughter Kenzie. It's got the lilting, and it's got a very bouncy melody, fun chorus, and of course, best of all, it's an activity song, a song that you can interact with your kids, you know, with gestures and whatnot. I love the song, and I'm very proud of it. And of course, it also works great for drunks too, if you like to drink. A lot of these activities are just kind of fun when you're wasted. But even if you're not, it's great for kids of all ages. Let's just say that "Happily Ever After" is an original song that I wrote. It's based on the children's book "The Paper Bag Princess." Again, it has another one of those. Tra-la-dee-da-hi-dee-hoo, happily ever after. Really fun song, and the lyrics, I think, are a nice reversal on the classic story of a prince that gets captured, or a princess that gets captured. Instead of the princess getting captured, the prince gets captured, and the girl has to save her, which I think is awesome. The next song I have on the list is Mari's Wedding. This is actually a Scottish song. It's another one that's just fun to sing. It works well as a round at the end. And I love how it just love how it sounds. Now, Gypsy Rover, which is the next song that I have on the list, I played that at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, and there's a family that has a whole bunch of kids, and they absolutely love this song. They ate it up. They would, you know, come and request it. They were like the only people in my audience, and they were awesome, just out there. And of course, it's about a gypsy who kidnaps a lord's daughter, but then the lord later finds out he's not a gypsy, but, you know, one of the neighboring lords. Something very common in Scotland and northern, most of the British Isles, kidnapping the beautiful maidens of the house. I do love the story behind it, though. Next, I have The Sick Note. It's a song by, the music is traditional. The lyrics are by Pat Cooksey, I believe it is. And the song is just very cartoon-like. The guy goes to work, and he's trying to put bricks to build a building. And he puts a whole bunch of bricks, I guess, in a barrel, and then is holding on to it, holding on to the rope. And next thing you know, he's flying through the air, holding on to this rope, and all sorts of mayhem ensues. And it's a very fun song. Loch Lomond, Again, that one is it doesn't strike me as a kid's song per se, but I loved it as a child. And now I have Kenzie. She hasn't even heard the song that many times, I don't think. But I hear her singing it too, because I think something about the way the melody and the lyrics, you take the high road, I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. The song, of course, is about two brothers who go off to war, and only one survives, taking the quote-unquote high road home. The other one takes the low road back to Scotland through death. So it's kind of depressing thinking about it, but overall, it's a fun song. The Leprechaun is an original song, which I am quite proud of. I wrote it. It's one of my first songs. I think I probably wrote it in 2000, 2001. Now, the original meaning behind the song, it's all based about there was a bunch of what I've called trad Nazis, basically people who are traditionalists who are extremists. You know, this is traditional Irish music. Nothing else is, you know. And coming from, you know, playing in a band where I was playing, you know, I played the auto harp, Andrew played the recorder, two non-Irish musical instruments. And, you know, we had a different take on Irish music. It was an Irish-American music, more specifically. And they did not like it much. So I ended up writing this song sort of as a, yeah, you might say you don't like it, but there's a lot of people who do who love it. So, you know, cut it out and just suck it up and, you know, enjoy life. Smile a little bit here. Of course, it also makes reference to a lot of Irish-American icons like Lucky Charms. The Mermaid Song is, I don't know, it's a child ballad. Dates back to the mid-18th century, and it's a favorite Renaissance festivals, and I put it on there for that very reason. I don't entirely know how Irish it is per se, but it's a great song. Lord of the Pounce is the 11th song on this list, and it's, of course, based on Lord of the Dance, based on the Shaker melody, Simple Gifts, I believe it is. And it's probably my most popular song that's parodied. Mine has a little bit of an Irish tune at the end, which is pretty fantastic. And of course, this is all about cats. And finally, we have What Shall We Do with the Catnip Kitty, which is based on the sea shanty Drunken Sailor. But again, all about cats and lots of good meowing thrown in. I did throw in an additional song, which is Wherever I May Roam, which is an original song, and it has references to a lot of things like, you know, going to Galway as a family. We went and traveling and just the life of a rover, of a roving family, even more particularly, not just a rover. And it's a wonderful song, I think. And my daughter Kenzie likes to sing along, you know, in the chorus. I'm drawing a blank on how the chorus goes right now, and it looks like the internet's not loading up these songs, so. But it's got a great chorus, and she likes to sing along. Now, how much of her singing along is the fact that, you know, she's my daughter and songs about her, as opposed to whether it's a catchy melody? I think it's pretty catchy, and I do appreciate it for that reason. So hopefully you enjoy it too. Now, there are other songs that I did not put on this list, and I think largely, like, the Bards have some songs that would have been wonderful for this list. Mary Mac, there's one I forgot to put on there. Lily the Pink was definitely a song that would be great for kids. What else did we have? I thought about, on my St. Patrick's Day songs for kids CD, I have Rising of the Moon. And I didn't feel like putting that on there on this particular list. I was trying to get some of the cream of the crop in my mind, at least. But, you know, everyone has their different opinions, so I'd love to know your opinion. What songs do you think would be the perfect St. Patrick's Day songs for kids, or Irish Celtic songs for St. Patrick's Day, rather? I'd love your thoughts and feedback. Maybe if I have any of those, I might add them to my list in the future. And that's about it. If you enjoy this podcast, then you can subscribe at KeltFather.com. You can also like it on iTunes, and that's going to help me like it and post a comment. I would love some reviews on this. I don't have many. Really? Don't have many reviews on my Kelp Father page. That's okay, though, but I would love it if you want to take the time to do that. If you'd like to become a patron and support my blogs and podcasts and stuff that I do, then head on over to Patreon. Go to markgun.com/patron, and I'll redirect you straight over there. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any comments, again, Kelp Father, use the hashtag and post in the show show notes on my blog. And I look forward to talking to you later. Thanks so much. Sláinte.